Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, a podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the Diocese of Columbus through the values of boldness, collaboration, joy, humility, and active listening. I'm Father Mike Harchi, and today my guest again is Father Schalk. Father, thanks again for being with me.
I love being here.
Father, let's start with our prayer for mission renewal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we're unsettled, provide peace. When we're timid, make us courageous. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel. And with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So, Father, I'm glad you're here again, because just kind of hot off the press is an article you wrote in a popular priest periodical for those on YouTube, The Priest Magazine, published by Our Sunday Visitor. Father David Schalk has an article in it this time. So this is it's a priest, subscribe all across the country, and so we're very proud of his work and for him to be asked to do this article entitled "Getting Started with Hispanic Outreach in the Parish: Tips for Engaging and Benefiting from the Witness of Latino Catholics." So I know your experience with Hispanic ministry is vast. You know, you're our vicar for Hispanic ministry. How did you come to write this article for this, again, really wide-reaching priest magazine?
Yeah, well, they were very desperate for authors. They were really just scraping the bottom of the barrel. So that's Bishop Bonner, who's the chief editor of the publication. I actually have never met him. We've just communicated through email. But one of his priests, a newly ordained priest, Father Brian Smith, he studied at the Josephinum here in Columbus, and he was assigned to Christ the King. He assisted at Christ the King in lots of different capacities, and I was able to, accompany him in his formation while he was here in Columbus. So he and I, we have a friendship, and it turns out this newly ordained priest in Youngstown, I was ordained priest of Youngstown. That's right. He now is kind of heading up the Hispanic ministry in that diocese. So we're in touch, we collaborate, and he passed along my name to his bishop, to Bishop Bonner. And Bishop Bonner said, well, because you have such a wealth of experience, he said, would you share some of that experience in this article? So I said, sure, I'll do it. And I just shared some of my experience. Yeah. It said, Hispanics have enriched my life, Father. Yeah. I mean, I am so grateful to be a part of Hispanic ministry. And if I can do a little bit to encourage that in other dioceses, in other parishes, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's great, and they enrich kind of the just the whole kind of the whole body of Christ, this universal church to allow us to hear some different languages, experience some different cultures, and from what I've experienced too, I mean, just living at St. Peter's, I mean, I don't speak Spanish, unfortunately, but I'm around that community enough, and they come to a lot of English speaking masses too, a lot of holy hours in the way they sing and pray the rosary, and sometimes the rosary is bilingual and I'm always lifted up and built up by their devotional life.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of the other Anglos at St. Peter's are too. It's great. And yeah, it kind of rubs off both ways too, So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mutually enriching. Yeah. But I would say that I have benefited so much from their witness of faith. And just so grateful. And if we can, here in Columbus, recognize the beauty of their faith and their love for Mary. If we can do that, it's going to lift up the entire mystical body of Christ in our diocese. Yeah.
So, and in this article, you were saying, it's basically kind of an article of just very simple, a couple steps about how a priest who might need to start Hispanic ministry in his parish, kind of the, some of the steps you might go about doing it. It's one article, so a little maybe overly simplified or something like that, and it certainly doesn't imply that it's going to be easy. You know, getting a leadership team, starting a Spanish mass. I mean, you kind of highlight some of the difficulties with doing that. So I know, like, so first of all, is that kind of what you are hoping to get across to some of the priests from this? Just kind of encouraging them and doing that where they see a need.
Yeah. I think one of the main points that I tried to convey is that we are about evangelization. Okay. So there can be a temptation to just offer mass in Spanish, or just offer baptisms in Spanish, or just offer quinceañeras. So this is great, and we need to do that. But at the same time, are we really introducing people to Christ and a more profound relationship with Him? And are we teaching people how to be missionary disciples? So the Hispanics who come to our churches, can we serve them, but also send them?
That's good. And you were saying, because the priest doesn't want to just sacramentalize the people in Spanish. He wants to form them in the Word of God. And like you said, form them to be missionary disciples and to be sent out. Now, this is the Real Presence, Real Future podcast. And so if we want to attach this more explicitly to RPRF, not that we haven't already. So you've had this work of, like, at Christ the King, kind of bringing a couple communities together. Anglos and the Hispanics. Now you're pastor of St. Thomas, just down the road from Christ the King. So you have some experience, not only just at Christ the King, of kind of bringing communities together. Now you're pastor of two churches. That's a lot of what we're going to be experiencing throughout the diocese. And there are other ethnicities and people who speak other languages and all that are going to be affected by this. So I hope that that word is getting out to them enough, and that we as priests and as the diocese are trying to reach out to them as much as we can. I mean, that's really a hope of mine. I don't know if there's a hope of our priests, especially minister in some of these areas, these different languages and ethnicities in our parishes. So how do you see that as, like, a challenge or an opportunity?
Yeah,
both. In Real Presence, Real Future, as we go down this road.
Yeah, both. I mean, it is a challenge to bring people together when there is the language barrier, when there is the culture barrier.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a great opportunity because we're better together.
Yeah.
The Lord has given us this beautiful experience of Pentecost, where all the languages are brought together so that we can better, well, be missionaries. Yeah. If we only speak one language, we're not going to reach everyone.
Yeah.
But the more languages that the Diocese of Columbus speaks, the more welcoming we can be, the more effective we are in our missionary work. So, the idea of these different ethnic groups participating in Real Presence, Real Future, everyone having their arms wide open to welcome each other and collaborate with each other. If there is fear in our hearts because of changes, because of, well, the possibility of coming together with different ethnic groups, well, that fear is not from God.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, as we talked about in our last podcast, the Lord is continuing to stretch open our hearts so we can love even more purely, so we can love even more deeply that, well, these are our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and with them, we're going to be able to evangelize better.
And it's and then on the ground, it can be challenging because, you know, we want the resources available for them to have everything that they need. But unfortunately, like, some of these communities are in poor areas, you know, sometimes. And that's a concern of our priests, you know, that if we have to merge parishes together and we can't staff all these places with their own priests, we're trying not to build these models around just one priest, but just about, like, you know, how can we best serve whoever is in these roles. But it is a concern that, like, you know, a concern, a challenge that sometimes it's in poor areas. So how can we do this in the best way where we have enough resources to do what it is we need to do, not only financial, but just personnel, priests, lay leaders, all that stuff. And it's hard to come by sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get it to any kind of, I don't know, reasonable solution. We're far away from a solution, but it's hard to direct that conversation, I guess, sometimes just because of that.
Yeah. And you know what? We're never going to overcome these challenges without continued dialogue and shared wisdom.
Yeah, good.
You know right. what? That the people in those communities, they've got great ideas.
Yeah.
They understand this is how we can thrive and flourish, maybe with another church, maybe yeah. with another community. This is how we can share our resources because yeah. we are different members of that same mystical body of Christ.
Yeah. And in that last round of feedback, that's a good point. It reminds me, like, even though the Hispanic participation was low, and that was sort of the biggest ethnic group, but one sort of general comment that kind of came out again with a small amount of people was that they're kind of open to these structural changes, but they just want to do, they just want good ministry and evangelization opportunities and stuff. So that was kind of like just really encouraging that they're, it didn't seem like that those who responded that way would feel put upon if they were asked to worship in a different church or something like that. They're just pretty interested in ministry, it sounds like. So
yeah, that's been my experience okay. too. There is, I would say, a radical openness. And that's what we need. We need radical
yes,
generosity.
We, yes.
we need radical openness. This is the stuff of Real Presence, Real Future.
Amen. Thank you. Let's end on that. Radical openness, radical generosity. Thanks, Father Shock. Thanks for joining me in the Real Presence, Real Future podcast. You can view today's episode on the Diocese of Columbus YouTube feed, or you can listen to the podcast on stgabrielradio.com or the St. Gabriel Radio app and anywhere that podcasts are offered. Until next time.